Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Every Friday night, we check in with the most hip, happening things planned for the weekend in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And tonight, the smell of apple pies in the air. Or should I say, Orma's Appeltaart. Because this Saturday, the Netherlands Society in Rotorua is hosting a competition to crown the master baker of Orma's Appeltaart. Which is something that they call one of the most comforting pies in the long and illustrious and delicious history of pies. Joining me now from the Netherlands Society is Aiske, Doreen, and Joff. Welcome to the program, you three.
Welcome, Emil. Well done.
It's lovely to have you. Thank you. Yes, Bonnie very helpfully wrote a detailed phonetic pronunciation guide. Beautiful names. I love them.
Well done.
Aiske, let's begin with you. Tell me a bit about this pie contest.
Well, it is very simple because an apple pie is known all over the world. And in the end, they all look almost the same. So isn't it exciting that we all have these pies coming in tomorrow? They look more or less the same, taste differently, and we have a contest about it.
Doreen, let's go to you. It's called Orma's Appeltaart. Orma is grandmother, I think, in Dutch.
Is
it a specific sort of recipe? What makes an Orma's Appeltaart an Orma's Appeltaart?
It's I don't know if Joff can help me out here. Joff is more the man on the baking.
Okay, Joff, this you've got the hot potato now, Joff.
Yeah, I do have the hot potato. And I'd rather have a toffee apple in this case. What makes a Dutch apple tart a Dutch apple tart? You can have different takes on that as well. Recipes are handed over from grandmother to children.
Yeah. Is it one of those things, Joff, where you know everybody sort of argues about who's Orma's apple? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's the pavlova of the Netherlands.
All right. Who out of the three of you do you think makes the best Orma's apple tart?
Haven't even tried it.
Right.
But I would give that to the girls.
No, that'd be you, Joff.
All right. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll have to come down to Rotorua at some stage and I will be the impartial judge in this one,
judge,
if you like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Doreen, tell me a bit about the Netherlands Society in Rotorua. How many Dutch folk have you got down there?
Well, it's 85 members, so we've had larger numbers, but it's pretty special, Emil. Like the original Dutch club was established in 1965 by the first quite visionary immigrants, you know, who established a club. Those days, there was no social media, so they liked keeping in touch with each other. So they created a Dutch club, and then in 1986, they got their own clubhouse, which they still have at Nielhand Park in Rotorua. Mm-hmm. And we currently have 85 members, and we always welcome new members. And we do fun things. We have regular coffee mornings and bingo for the elderly people. But possibly the most popular events we do is our market days, which we hold every 2 months. And that's really attended by a big variety of people from out of town, and they're definitely not just Dutchies. Mm. We're really well known for it. It's a great event where people can purchase a big variety of Dutch goodies, oliebollen, really traditional foods, oliebollen, kroketten, herring, and while they're catching up with friends.
A few stroopwafels as well?
Definitely. Small bottles to Emil.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know where you are tomorrow, you know, but...
Yeah, I'm off to Christchurch tomorrow, actually, and I'm... I'm not regretting it. I'm going to my great-ma's birthday, but, dear. Yeah, no,
that's pretty special.
Sounds like it could be a fun time. No, I love putting a Stroopwafel on top of a cup of coffee and having the caramel melt in the middle. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
Aiske, very finally on this, if people are keen to get along to Rotorua tomorrow and hopefully have a slice of pie in case it's all run out by then, whereabouts do they go? How can they get along, please?
Well, the clubhouse is situated in New Hunt Park on Tararira Road in Rotorua. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of parking around the clubhouse, so that's not a problem. So and it starts, the real contest starts at 12 p.m. But before that, we have the market, so people can already come along from 10 a.m.
Great stuff. That sounds absolutely terrific. If I was in Rotorua tomorrow, that's definitely where I'd be heading. Aiske, Doreen, Geoff, thanks so much for coming on Nights. It's been really fun chatting to you this evening.
Great.
Thank you.
That is Aiske, Doreen and Geoff, who are part of the Netherlands Society in Rotorua, which is hosting... a Dutch apple tart day tomorrow after the Dutch markets at 10 o'clock in the morning. So head along if you're keen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.